I wanted to talk about my many big problems. Drinking seemed a small one. And I knew that giving up one drink for one day wouldn't really do any good. Finally, after 7 months, I decided to try it. To this day, I am amazed at how many of my problems, most of which had nothing to do with drinking, I believed, have become manageable or have simply disappeared since I quit drinking. I had already given up all the narcotics, most of the pills, and some of the alcohol when I first came to AA. By early July, I had tapered off alcohol completely, and I got off all pills in the ensuing few months. When the compulsion to drink left, it was relatively easy to stay off alcohol. But for some time, it was difficult to keep from taking a pill when I had an appropriate symptom, such as a cough, pain, anxiety, insomnia, a muscle spasm, or an upset stomach. It has gotten progressively easier. Today, I feel I have used up my right to chemical peace of mind. It helped me a great deal to become convinced that alcoholism was a disease, not a moral issue, that I had been drinking as a result of a compulsion, even though I had not been aware of the compulsion at the time, and that sobriety was not a matter of willpower. The people of AA had something that looked much better than what I had, but I was afraid to let go of what I had in order to try something new. There was a certain sense of security in the familiar. At last, acceptance proved to be the key to my drinking problem. After I had been around AA for 7 months, tapering off alcohol and pills, not finding the program working very well, I was finally able to say, "Okay, God, it is true that I, of all people, strangers